When Paul uses the image of the body to describe who we are as the church, he gives us a metaphor that's useful. Because the body is a unity. Now, we might stand in front of a mirror, or some of us might not like to stand in front of a mirror, and recognize that maybe we're not all that thrilled with what we see. But our body is a totality. And that's what Paul wanted for the church. For us to be that integrated, that much a part of one another. And the heart of it all comes down to that 26th verse. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. That the hallmark of the church is really our identity with one another. Our recognition that we are not separate, independent human beings. That we are here to be one through Christ Jesus. And we have a lot of history to fight in this country. When we pride ourselves on our dogged independence, we have a lot that pulls us apart from one another in our busy lives and in the pressures that are upon us. But we have this wonderful opportunity when we gather here on a Sunday morning to celebrate that God has given us something wonderful through His Son, Christ Jesus, and has given us a great image through His servant, Paul, that we should have a unity about us that draws compassion and caring out of our very souls and being to reach out to one another, to not be so separated when we gather here. Especially in those times when we face difficulties, pain and sorrow and suffering. Or those times when someone is absolutely overjoyed at celebrating something in their lives. That we ought to feel a sense of connection with one another in our joys and in our sorrows. I mean, in the last 2 weeks, we've had 4 deaths of people close to our church or church members. We've had an opportunity to practice this, but do we really suffer with one another and rejoice with one another? You know, I think some of us have. And that comes when we really get connected with the other person. Not so much by putting ourselves in their place, but taking a moment apart from our lives and taking everything we know about that person and trying to experience their suffering, their sorrow, their loss from their point of view. Not sympathy, but empathy. I think that's what Paul was calling for here. That we really reach out to one another in these times of sorrow or suffering. And we connect in a way that's different from the way we may connect with people out in the world because of what God has done to connect with us through Christ Jesus. If we do that, though, we're going to hurt a lot more. We're going to feel other people's sorrow, other people's pain, other people's struggling. And that's probably going to push us to move to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to help us with carrying that load. But it's going to build a connection that is so powerful. You know, I hate to say this, but I think sometimes one of the best things that can happen to a new pastor in a church is if there are several funerals the first couple of months they're there. Because it gives you this opportunity to bond with people that it would take months of visitation and greeting at church or seeing at Sunday school or sitting with people in the fellowship hall at a great meal. Because it is this very sharing at the depths of who we are with another person's sorrow, another person's suffering. To agonize a bit when you go into a hospital room and you see before you someone dealing with their pain. But it's just as important for us to have those times in the life of our church, in the life of our fellowship, where we celebrate with one another and get excited about one another. You know, that's one thing I like about our Mary Kay folks. I tell you, they get excited about what they're doing. They like to celebrate. They like to have a good time, and Jesus did too. And we need those times to get together and celebrate. Because the essential message, I think, of the gospel is that God loved us so much and wanted to identify with us so much in a concrete way, he sent his son in the world to demonstrate his compassion. When I was studying this, I found out that just the word compassion in our English Bible is there 49 times, but we find it so often in Matthew and Luke. Matthew and Luke talk about that compassion and caring of Jesus. In Matthew 5, in the Sermon on the Mount, he tells us, "Give to him who begs from you, and do not refuse him who would borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what is your reward? Do not even the tax collectors do the same?" And Jesus asked us to live by a new standard, to strive for something higher, to be excited about the opportunity to share in one another's lives, to be there for one another in the times of suffering, also in the times of honor and joy and celebration. Matthew 9, it says, "And Jesus went about all of the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every infirmity. And when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed, helpless, like sheep without a shepherd." Just like Abba Father, Jesus' compassion reached out to people in their needs. Often when those crowds were pushing around him, wanting the words that he spoke to touch and transform their lives, wanted a healing touch from his hand, so much so that he was pressured and wanted to draw away. At the same time, he had compassion on those seeking what he had to offer in the name of Abba Father. In our relationship with each other, I think we're looking for that. I don't think we just come to church to hear scriptures read and a minister preach. I think we come here to connect with each other. We come here to give thanks for a God who loves us that much. We come here because of our sorrows and the joys that we have shared with one another, we are connected as a family of God. And when we're away too long, we miss that. And we long for it. And so we gather together that our compassion might be shared. Our joy in celebrating our lives with one another might be shared. I think this is why Jesus turned to that passage in Isaiah where it said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me," to accomplish something important, to live out that love and compassion in the world, to preach good news to the poor and the hassled and the downtrodden, to lift them up a bit, to proclaim and set the captives free, recovering of sight to the blind, liberty to those who are oppressed, telling people life can be different because our God loves us. How often do we make a special effort to show others who are suffering that we're really suffering with them rather than showing polite sympathy? How often do we really celebrate with those who are honored, that they can feel in us their joy? They can feel in our lives that we are excited about their honor, that we are lifted up by what has lifted them up. When we can do that, we're going to have so much more to share with one another when we come together to worship. When we let our hearts go out to one another in that way. Jesus came that we might know a God of wonderful compassion. And one way we'll experience that compassion is by loving and sharing with one another in our suffering and in our celebrations. Let us be good news to one another. Let us be built up by one another. And then we can be good news to the world that is so desperately looking for those who are willing to connect with them. Let us pray. Gracious Father, so often we don't feel that we have the wisdom to say just the right thing when someone has experienced the death of a person dear to them, or a person is suffering with pain, or facing a terminal illness. But help us to be present to one another in those difficult times. Help us to desire a connection with them that might not be found in the wisdom of our words, but in our very presence with them. May the power of Christ Jesus in us reach across those lines and overcome that lack of wisdom, and touch another life in their time of need. We confess it's so much easier to share in another person's joys, to get excited with them, to rejoice with them, to share in their honor when they are lifted up for something that they have done and achieved. But help us, just as your people, to desire a godly connection with one another, that we might truly prove to be the body of Christ for this day and for every day. For it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.